Good morning, sir.
Darn.
Darn, that was right. I'm here again this morning for consideration by council of the request for extensions of time for land use applications having approval subject to ordinance number 2288. Just a short little history. In August of 2011, council adopted ordinance 2208, which was a first extension or time extension from retroactively back to January of 2009 until January of 2013. And that was in a relationship to any valid projects, whether they were preliminary or final, and needed substantial construction. In January 2013, council adopted ordinance number 2288, which was an extension of that time based on the economy was still on a downfall. And we were looking to try to save some projects that existed at that time. And in December of 2015, we came up with the ordinance, basically the last request for extensions that we're giving consideration to today. We did a similar packet 2 weeks ago. That was ordinance number 2420, which was granted in December of 2015. So before you today, I have 17 applications, similar to the applications that we had 2 weeks ago. And if I may, I'll remind you that you do have the booklet in front of you, I believe. It shows all the 17 applications that we have before us. And I'll start with the Avbury. I'll try not to read the full text like I did last time, which took a little longer. Avbury is subdivision number 2004-39. It is an application to subdivide. We have several agency approvals have lapsed. The Conservation District approval expires on December 3rd of 2016. Again, the Fire Marshal approval is valid until project built. In this case, staff recommends that a time extension of 6 months be denied.
She's got it here. Give me that.
Somebody was looking out for me. Thank you.
I'll send it back to Deborah.
Thank you very much.
And for the purpose of a motion,
Lawrence, which number are we on in this
one? One.
One.
Oh, we're on one of this. Okay.
Tab one.
Oh, we're starting over again.
Right behind tab one.
Gotcha. Okay.
That's good. That's
okay. For the purpose of a motion, be it moved that based upon the authority granted to Sussex County Council by ordinance number 2428 and based upon the lack of compliance with the requirements of the above referenced ordinance, supporting documentation, and the recommendation of the director and staff that the current zoning approval for Avbury case number or subdivision number 2004-39 shall not be extended. That's a motion.
Out of that motion, council?
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver, to not grant extension on this project. Questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
I'm voting in agreement with the recommendations to not extend the extension.
There you go, Mr. Cole.
Yes, I support staff recommendations.
Mr. Harlett.
And I too would also vote yes on this denial, because obviously they haven't done anything apparently in a while. So I vote yes to that denial.
I vote yes on denial.
Also vote yes, motion carried. Next, sir.
The next application is the application of Buchanan Corporation, conditional use number 1764. On this application, it is a conditional use for multifamily use for 7 multifamily units. Del Dot's in plan review. The plans have been approved by the Conservation District, the Fire Marshal. In this application, staff recommend that the time extension of 6 months be granted. For the purpose of a motion, be it moved that based upon the authority granted to Sussex County Council by ordinance number 2428 and based upon compliance with the requirements of the above referenced ordinance, supporting documentation, and the recommendation of the director and staff that the current zoning approval for Buchanan Corporation, conditional use 1764, be extended until July 1 of 2016.
Pleasure, council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Dever, to grant the requested six-month extension to July 1st. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Dever?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Starlet?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Next application is the application of Deep Branch Woods, subdivision 2005-27, and also 2009-11. In this application, DLDOT approval is valid till June of 2017. Conservation District has issued a notice to proceed on December 3rd, 2015. County Engineering Department is awaiting a pre-construction meeting. The Fire Marshal's Office has approved. Denrick soil feasibility was granted back in 2004 for septic. And in this case, the staff recommends that a time extension of 6 months be granted. Be it moved that based upon the authority granted to Sussex County Council by ordinance number 2428 and based upon compliance with the requirements of the above reference ordinance, supporting documentation and the recommendation of the director and staff, that the current zoning approval for Deep Branch Woods subdivision 2005-27 and 2009-11 be extended until July 1 of 2016.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Thank you. Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Dever. Any questions?
Yeah, I just...
Mrs. Dever.
I guess I see where it began in 2004, and it seems like it's dragged on a long, long time. You're recommending that it be extended and to expire, did you say June?
July 1st.
It would have to be, in this case, substantially underway mm-hmm. with a project being built, streets, stormwater, site work, by July 1 of 2016.
I appreciate that. I'm very concerned when a project starts so long ago and is still active. But thank you.
More questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Dever?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Starlet?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
The next application is Deer Creek 2005-62 subdivision. It is a 79-lot subdivision. The DLDOT approval lapsed, the county engineering approval lapsed, the Sussex Conservation District did approve the site work on August 28th of 2013 and will expire on August 28th of 2016. Fire marshal approval is still valid. The Denrick soil feasibility on this application was in 2005. On this application, due to the lapses with DLDOT and Sussex County Engineering Department, we recommend that this application for a time extension be denied. Therefore, it be it moved that based upon the authority granted to Sussex County Council by ordinance number 2428 and based upon a lack of compliance with the requirements of the above referenced ordinance, supporting documentation and the recommendation of the director and staff that the current zoning approval for Deer Creek shall not be extended.
Pleasure, Council.
I make a motion.
Motion, Mrs. Dever.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions? Mr.
Arlett? Yeah, just one quick one. I just noticed on this one here that DLDOT, the approval has lapsed. So is there a mechanism for DLDOT to provide for an extension?
The DLDOT would have to reevaluate the project and resubmit comments. The applicant can reapply and go back through the process of the major subdivision application.
But it's
and
not...
thereby DLDOT and all the agencies will update their comments.
Okay. All right. Questions? Very good. Thank you.
Well, I just have to say that I'm based on Arlett is saying, I would imagine if DLDOT had to do that, that the road conditions would be, you know, at that time would be quite different than
the right. The specifications may be different.
Right.
And it would have to be brought up to all agency standards that are current today.
Right.
Any more questions? Next, we'll take the vote, Mrs. Dever.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Starlet.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Next application is Inland Bays. It's a conditional use for number 1850. It's an application for the construction of 48 multifamily units. In this application, we have a letter of no objection to records from DLDOT. It was received in October of 2015. Conservation District approval was granted on June 29th of 2015. It is in plan review with the Engineering Department. There's no correspondence from DLDOT. There's no correspondence from Division of Public Health. Denrick has no comment since it's on county sewer on this application. And on this application, staff recommends that a time extension of 6 months be granted. Therefore, Be it moved that based upon the authority granted to Sussex County Council by ordinance number 2428, and based upon compliance with the requirements of the above referenced ordinance, supporting documentation, and the recommendation of the director and staff, that the current zoning approval for Inland Bays conditional use 1850 be extended until July 1 of 2016.
Pleasure, counsel.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mrs. Dever.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions? Okay, questions?
I'll wait.
Mrs. Dever.
Yes, and thank you.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yeah, just the title of this one, Inland Bays. Obviously, we're not talking about the nonprofit. I mean, we're not.
No,
this is just the name of the subdivision.
It's the name of the multifamily project.
Got it.
It has been so named since its application originally.
Just wanted the clarification publicly speaking. So I will vote yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Next application is Johnsonville, subdivision number 2006-39. And this application is for 32 single-family lots. It is in plan review with DLDOT. It has a valid approval through November 18 of 2016 with the Conservation District. The approval has lapsed with the Engineering Department. The Office of State Fire Marshal approval was granted in 2010. The Division of Public Health had no comments. NREC had no comments. On this application, staff recommended that a time extension be granted for 6 months. Be it moved that based upon the authority granted to Sussex County Council by ordinance number 2428, and based upon compliance with the requirements of the above referenced ordinance, supporting documentation, and the recommendation of the director and staff, that the current zoning approval for Johnsonville be extended until July 1 of 2016.
I have a question about, shouldn't that be amended to say that that would be the final extension?
Well, we haven't done that for the rest of them, but it's certainly...
That's the intent.
This is open-ended.
The intent is, in all the applications, that July 1 is deadline.
But that's our intent.
That's the purpose of the ordinance. To change it, you'd have to go back to another ordinance proposal, as we've just done.
I understand, yeah. Find time for me to think of it. Yeah, I just want to make sure it's in stone.
Well, they'll be complaining that the weather was bad, and there'll be all kinds of complaints coming up. You know, when they don't make it right.
Yeah, they should be warned.
We get
they
a few.
They are being told.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they'll be made aware of the deadline is. They either had, in this case, they had recorded. So they would have to be substantially under construction by July 1 of 2016.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because, you know, the folks that live around here are real surprised when they see some of these old projects pop up. And I'm concerned about it. So.
More questions? We'll entertain a motion to grant the 6 month extension to July 1st. A motion from somebody.
I'll make it.
Sorry.
Second.
Mrs. Dever, second. Mr. Arlett. Question on the motion?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett. This
one here, it says that the county engineering department, that the approval has lapsed. So what is the process from your department to provide an extension, or what do they have to do to get your reapproval?
Their approval has lapsed. They have to resubmit to the county engineering department, public works, for a review of their construction plan for the street.
So upon submission, I guess the turnaround in your department you would expect to be is what?
Our turnaround is basically waiting for the agencies. If there's a need to re-record and get reapproved by the commission, it has to all be done by July 1 of 2015 and be under construction, substantially underway.
It's a tough.
Yes, 5 months is tough.
Okay. Yep. But we'll give them, I guess the motion is that we'll give them a shot at it.
Yeah, we'll give everybody a shot.
It's a gift.
Any more questions?
One last,
take a vote. Mrs.
One
Dever?
Last gift, I guess.
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I would get motion carried.
Next application is Lewis Shores Estates at subdivision number 2005-30. It is a 60-lot, single-family lot subdivision. We have no correspondence from DLDOT, the Conservation District, County Engineering, the Office of State Fire Marshal, and Public Health. The soil feasibility was approved by DNREC in 2005. Staff recommends that a time extension of 6 months be denied on this application. Therefore, by motion, Be it moved that based upon the authority granted to Sussex County Council by ordinance number 2428 and based upon the lack of compliance with the requirements of the above reference ordinance, supporting documentation, and the recommendation of the director and staff, that the current zoning approval for Lewis Shores Estates shall not be extended.
Pleasure, Council.
I make that motion.
Motion, Mrs. Dever.
Second.
Second, Ms. Arlette. Any questions?
Yes.
Ms. Arlette.
There's not apparently been done anything on this thing from what I'm reading here. So from your guesstimation, why would the applicant even request this extension? Well, they haven't gotten any approvals from any anybody.
Just taking a shot at it, I guess. That's all I can say. Nothing there.
They're figuring we're an incompetent bureaucracy and we might approve it.
Okay. Okay. Very good. Thank you.
And in years past, it may have been approved.
Any more questions? Do we have a motion on this?
Yes, I take
that. Ms. Dever, okay.
And I think I second it.
Ms. Arlette seconded it.
Second.
We'll take the vote, Ms. Dever.
Yes.
Mr. Arlette, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlette.
Yes to the Wilson. Denial.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes.
The next application is Langrell's Best, subdivision number 2006-70. It is a 14-lot subdivision, approved as a preliminary in 2008. We have no correspondence from DelDOT, Conservation District, Engineering Department, Fire Marshal. The soil feasibility was performed and studied in 2007. Based on the lack of recommendation from agencies, staff recommends that a time extension of 6 months be denied. Be it moved that based upon the authority granted to Sussex County Council by ordinance number 2428, based upon the lack of compliance with the requirements of the above reference ordinance, supporting documentation, and the recommendation of the director and staff, that the current zoning approval for Langrell's Best shall not be extended.
Pleasure, Council.
I make a motion for
motion
that.
Motion, Mrs. Dever.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlette. Questions? Take your vote.
Yes,
Dever.
For denial, yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes, denial.
Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yeah.
I vote yes, motion carried.
The next application is Mission Estates, subdivision number 2005-53. This is an application for the construction of 25 single-family lots. The application was granted final approval in 2009 and was recorded. Based on the comments received from agencies, the entrance has been installed and was approved in 2010 for DelDOT. Conservation District approved the site information for their agency on June 10th of 2015. The application is in plan review, again with Public Works for the County Engineering Department. The Fire Marshal approval was granted on March 17th of 2008, and Denrec has no comments. In this application, staff recommends that a time extension of 6 months be granted. Be it moved that based upon the authority granted to Sussex County Council by ordinance number 2428 and based upon compliance with the requirements of the above reference ordinance, supporting documentation, and the recommendation of the director and staff, that the current zoning approval for Mission Estates be extended until July 1 of 2016.
Pleasure, Council.
I'll make a motion.
Motion, Mrs. Dever.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlette. Question, Mrs. Dever.
When the Fire Marshal signs off on these things, how long is that? Is that good?
Until the regulations change. Until the regulations change, that approval is still valid. And they haven't changed.
Okay.
On this type of application.
Uh-huh. Okay, so they don't really look that closely at each project? Or they?
No, they've actually, in this case, he was granted final approval.
Mm-hmm.
We have the approvals from the Fire Marshal's office back in 2008, and they are still valid.
And what?
They are still valid, the approval.
Well, I'm sure they are. I'm just curious as, you know, to how long those are still good, because we're growing like crazy.
So, yeah, but the Fire Marshal, most of all the documents from the Fire Marshal are still valid in all these projects.
Okay. Yes.
More questions? Take the vote, Mr. Dever.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Charlotte.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carried. Next.
Next application, Norwood Farms, subdivision number 2004-21. This is an application for a 33 single lot subdivision. The DelDOT approval has lapsed. The county engineering approval has lapsed. The approval of the conservation district expires on December 3rd of 2016. The Fire Marshal's approval is still valid. Denrec and the Public Works or Public Health has no comments. And staff recommends that a time extension of 6 months be denied for this application, and be it moved that based upon the authority granted to Sussex County Council by ordinance number 2428, and based upon the lack of compliance with the requirements of the reference ordinance, supporting documentation, and the recommendation of the director and staff, that the current zoning approval for Norwood Farms shall not be extended.
Pleasure, Council.
I will make that motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Questions?
Yes.
In
this particular case also, the DelDOT approval has lapsed. If that was, if they had resubmitted to get reapproved from them, would that have changed your thought process on this one?
We still don't have an approval from Public Works. Their approval also lapsed. It would be tight.
Okay.
More questions?
Okay.
Take a vote. Mr. Deaver.
Yes, for denial.
Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes, for the denial.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
Next application is Oak Landing Subdivision number 2004-46. This is an application for 196 single-family lots. The DelDOT approval has lapsed. There's been no correspondence with the Conservation District, County Engineering Department, the Office of the State Fire Marshal, Division of Public Health, Office of Drinking Water. Denrec has not commented. The site is now within a county sewer district. The Army Corps of Engineer jurisdiction expired in 2010. Based on that lapse of information from agencies, staff recommends that a time extension of 6 months be denied. Be it moved that based upon the authority granted to Sussex County Council by ordinance number 2428, and based upon a lack of compliance with the requirements of the above reference ordinance, supporting documentation, and the recommendation of the director and staff, that the current zoning approval for Oak Landing shall not be extended.
Mm-hmm. Pleasure,
I'll
Council.
Make that motion.
Second.
Mrs. Deaver, second. Mr. Arlett. Questions?
I have a question.
We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Somebody from the audience.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
The next application is the Solitudes on Waits Creek, subdivision number 2005-59. This is for a 139 single family lot subdivision. Project is in plan review with DelDOT. The Conservation District approval expires on November 18th of 2016. County Engineering Public Works revised plans are in plan review. The State Fire Marshal approval is valid still since 2008. The approval from the Division of Public Health has lapsed. Staff recommends that a time extension of 6 months be granted on this application. Be it moved that based upon the authority granted to Sussex County Council by ordinance number 2428, and based upon compliance with the requirements of the above reference ordinance, supporting documentation, and the recommendation of the director and staff, that the current zoning approval for the Solitudes on Waits Creek subdivision 2005-59 be extended until July 1st of 2016.
Pleasure, Council.
I'll make a motion.
Motion, Mr. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Questions? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Next application is the Commonwealth Group. It is conditional use number 1705. This is an application for conditional use for warehousing and contractor condominiums. It's just out by the county airport on Park Avenue. The DelDOT is in plan review. The Conservation District approval expires on December 17th of 2016. Notice to proceed was issued on September 15th by the County Engineering Department. The Office of State Fire Marshal has previously approved. The Division of Public Health had no comments. DENREC had no comment. Staff recommends that a time extension of 6 months be granted on this application. Be it moved that based upon the authority granted to Sussex County Council by ordinance number 2428, and based upon compliance with the requirements of the above reference ordinance, supporting documentation, and the recommendation of the director and staff, that the current zoning approval for the Commonwealth Group conditional use at 1705 be extended until July 1st, 2016, to be substantially under construction.
Yes.
Motion, Mr. Deaver. Second.
Second.
Mr. Arlett. Questions?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Arlett.
In this one, there's no description of how many buildings or how many contractor condominiums. Do you have that information by chance? I'm just curious because it's not mentioned in the application here.
Mm-hmm.
these great ends. It is, the park, industrial park. Yeah.
And the only thing I have before me right now is the first phase, which included buildings number 4 and 5, which were for warehousing. It's also now recalled the Georgetown Airport Center as the name of the project. Let me see what I have. This project actually, several years ago, built part of the entrance road going into the project. They put in the stormwater management features, which are ponds. Then they went to another project and left the site, and the ponds have since grown up. And now, and more recently, in the last month or so, they've been back out to try to bring it up into a construction standard. I don't have that number in front of me. Mm-hmm. It was a pretty substantial size project. It was multiple buildings, multiple sizes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Something we'd like to see.
Good. This one here was a commercial versus a residential.
Right.
So. Okay.
We could have brought the files, but there's mm-hmm. a cart full of 17 large folders that would take up some space in chambers.
No worries. No worries.
No, that's fine.
Thank you.
More questions?
No, sir.
Can you vote, Mr. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Rollett?
I will vote yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
I will. Motion carried.
The next application is the Woods at Burton's Pond, subdivision number 2007-29. It is a 165 single family lot subdivision. The Delta approval was granted on September 1st, 2015. The Conservation District approval was granted on August 28th of 2015. The Office of the State Fire Marshal approval was June 23rd of 2015. The Division of Public Health Office of Drinking Water approval was June 25th of 2015. The Engineering Department is in plan review on this application, and the Army Corps of Engineers jurisdictional delineation was received on June 6th of 2014, and staff recommends that a time extension of 6 months be granted on this application, and be it moved that based upon the authority granted to Sussex County Council by Ordinance Number 2428, and based upon compliance with the requirements of the above reference ordinance, supporting documentation, and the recommendation of the director and staff, that the current zoning approval for the Woods at Burton's Pond be extended until July 1st of 2016.
Pleasure, Council. I'll
make a motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions?
I do.
Deaver.
I'm just wondering if the district, their approval was on August 28th, 2015, and are they saying that that can be extended, or
that's valid for 3 years.
3 years.
So it'll be until 2018.
Was there any concern out there about the drainage and the type of soil and whatnot? Do you remember?
I would only say that the Conservation District did grant approval, so they're satisfied with the conditions that are to be the improvements we'll make to that project.
And someday we'll have ordinances on that. All right. Thank you.
More questions? Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Charlotte?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Motion carried.
The next application is Twin Oaks. It's a subdivision number 2007-16 for 17 single family lots. We have no correspondence from DLDOT, the Conservation District, County Engineering Department, Office of State Fire Marshal, Public Works had no comment, and DENREC has no correspondence. Staff recommends that a time extension of 6 months be denied on this application for lack of any recommendations. Provide the motion be that be it moved and based upon the authority granted to Sussex County Council by Ordinance Number 2428, and based upon the lack of compliance with the requirements of the above referenced ordinance, supporting documentation, and the recommendation of the director and staff, that the current zoning approval for Twin Oaks shall not be extended.
I'll make a motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Charlotte.
Yes, for denial.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Next application is Woodridge, subdivision number 2005-42. It is for a 188 single-family lots. The Delta approval was granted in 2015, as was the Conservation District, the Engineering Department, the State Fire Marshal's Office, the Office of Drinking Water. This application, staff recommends that the time extension of 6 months be granted. Be it moved that based upon the authority granted to Sussex County Council by Ordinance Number 2428 and based upon compliance with the requirements of the above referenced ordinance, supporting documentation, and the recommendation of the director and staff that the current zoning approval for Woodridge be extended until July 1st of 2016.
Pleasure, Council.
I'll make a motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried.
Lastly.
That's the one we're looking for.
Lastly. This is Weatherby, the application subdivision number 2004-38. It is for a 126 single family lot subdivision. This one's a little different, which you have a copy before you, but I'd like to read it into the record. Until very recently, the developer and Sussex County both understood that a source CPCN has been issued to the property by the Public Service Commission. In reliance upon that, the final site plan contained a requirement that no notice to proceed with construction could occur until all site sewer transmission and treatment facilities were underway. The developer submitted plans for approval to county engineering, but a notice to proceed was withheld based on the CPCN and a lack of any off-site treatment facilities. Both the developer and the county have recently been advised by the Public Service Commission that the CPCN information was incorrect. The developer's representatives and county staff have been working to resolve the issue, particularly in light of the finding that there is no sewer CPCN for this parcel. The developer will need to submit revised final site plans, removing the notice to proceed requirement and replacing it with a more accurate statement reflecting the CPCN and off-site sewer status. Then the developer can seek to obtain a notice to proceed and begin construction. In summary, staff has been in communication with Weatherby's representatives, and based upon the status of the agency plan review, staff anticipates that the completion of the plans and substantial construction can occur in a timely manner. Requirement-wise, if granted the time extension, the final site plan would need to be revised based on the corrections provided by the Public Service Commission about the CPCN, re-recorded, and after all agency approvals are in hand, be under substantial construction on or before July 1st of 2016. Otherwise, the plan shall expire. Staff recommends, due to those circumstances with the Public Service Commission, that the time extension of 6 months be granted. Be it moved and based upon the authority granted to Sussex County Council by Ordinance Number 2428, based upon compliance with the requirements of the above referenced ordinance, supporting documentation, and the recommendation of the director and staff that the current zoning approval for Weatherby Subdivision 2004-38 be extended until July 1st, 2016.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, second. Mr. Arlette, second, Mrs. Deaver. Questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Good job. Lank, thank you and your staff.
Thank you for the video.
It has been a long process for you people, and we certainly appreciate all your hard work.
We got more to go. Not more applications.
No.
More work.
No. Yeah, more work, but no more applications. Yeah.
Thank you very much.